What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 509. In this episode, I'll discuss two scenarios where asymptomatic bacteriuria, or ASB, is treated with antibiotics in adult patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode509. Considerable focus has appropriately been placed on reducing unnecessary antibiotic use in patients with otherwise asymptomatic bacteriuria. However, there are a few scenarios in which treatment with antibiotics is considered appropriate in adult patients with ASB. The IDSA guidelines on asymptomatic bacteriuria outline these scenarios in their recommendations. First, they say in pregnant women, they recommend screening for and treating ASB. This is a strong recommendation based on moderate quality evidence. The rationale behind the recommendation is that in pregnant women with ASB, antimicrobials probably reduce the risk of pyelonephritis and may reduce the risk of low birth weight. In addition, the guidelines point out that antimicrobials in this setting may also reduce the risk of preterm labor. And a second recommendation the IDSA guidelines on ASB make is in patients who will undergo endoscopic urologic procedures associated with mucosal trauma, we recommend screening for and treating ASB prior to surgery. This, again, is a strong recommendation based on moderate quality evidence. The rationale behind this recommendation is that bacteriuria, even without symptoms, may be an important cause of serious post-op infectious complications in patients undergoing transurethral surgery. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to an in-depth practical training on antimicrobial stewardship considerations in UTI. In addition, there are trainings on de-escalation of patients with sepsis or pneumonia, aspiration pneumonia, and how to provide last-minute coverage for antibiotic stewardship rounds. I've created this material as well as more than 100 other practical trainings and many more resources in the Academy to help hospital pharmacists learn practical critical care and hospital pharmacy skills and translate theoretical knowledge to the bedside. To get immediate access to everything the Academy has to offer, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.